I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The African Union is calling for an urgent international response as security in Mali continues to deteriorate. Extremist groups have created a fuel and economic blockage by cutting off major highways. They're also kidnapping foreigners. Greg Kelly from Unknown Nations tells us,
life is difficult, but when you bring coup attempts and radical extremists trying to take over, it makes life all the more difficult, and these people are beginning to question their worldview.
These extremist groups are working to dominate the region and impose Sharia law. Christians make up less than 1% of Mali's population, putting them at risk. As a humanitarian crisis unfolds, conditions may worsen in the coming days. Unknown Nations strategies aim to bring practical aid to those who are struggling to survive. And this opens the doors to the gospel. Within Mali's borders are 74 distinct people groups. So pray that the love of Christ reaches them in their suffering. Then yesterday was Vertier Day in Haiti, a significant anniversary in its war for independence over 200 years ago. But these days, the nation is far from strong. Last month, officials declared that 2026 general elections will have to be delayed due to expanding gang power. Kate Michelle with Radio TV 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio, says,
just thinking of the logistics of how elections could be held, it's hard to see how they could be run fairly and safely.
That's because more than 10% of Haiti's 12 million people have been displaced. The gospel-centered broadcast from 4VEH serve as a lifeline for Haitians, reminding them of God's mercy and grace to press forward.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to dare to believe. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.